We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Gavin Westlake. It's Friday, May 1st, 2026. Starting off, students gathered at the Illini Union last night as music from the classroom made its way to the stage. From 8 to 11 p.m., students in the University of Illinois' DJing course, Music 128, took turns performing live sets, turning a class project into a full-scale showcase. But the biggest draw came later that night. Two Illini basketball players, David Mirkovich, performing as DJ Smirk, and Ty Rogers, known as DJ 20, took over the stage with back-to-back sets. Both leaned into high-energy mixes of modern pop and rap, drawing loud reactions from the crowd. Before Mirkovich even stepped up to the booth, anticipation was already building. Piper Murray, a sophomore in FAA, said she had faith in Mirkovich's talents off the court.
Making music that's really good is easier than you think. Like, I think everyone should try it out. You know, he's so talented at basketball. I bet he's going to be awesome at so many other things, and I bet this is one of them.
When he finally took the stage, the response was immediate.
Hey, everyone. This is DJ Smirk. Let's have fun.
The event also drew a notable guest, Sheila Johnson, a University of Illinois alum and co-founder of Black Entertainment Television. What started as a classroom exercise turned into something much bigger, blending music, campus culture, and the growing spotlight on student-athletes beyond the court. Moving on to local events today. Today is May Day, or International Workers' Day, celebrated worldwide. The American Federation of Labor chose May Day to celebrate laborers and the working class back in 1886. On campus, the holiday has brought together students, workers, and union members to demand protections for the community and international students. The rally began at Alma Mater, inviting various speakers to make demands of the university and encourage the work of protesters.
Nothing on this planet moves without us. Without working people, right? No ships, no trucks, no factories, no institutions of higher learning. Nothing works without us. It wasn't some knight in shining armor that came over the hillside out of nowhere and rescued us. It was because a lot of people fought and sacrificed, and some of them were killed, to win the things that we have now. And they want us to forget that it was our power that won those things.
WPGU News correspondent Sarong Hong was able to speak with attendees about their hopes for the rally. Fanny, who has protested 122 times since February of last year, spoke about the power of the people.
We cannot sit and do nothing, because if we sit and do nothing, things do not get better. We outnumber them. We outnumber them. They need us a lot more than we need them.
Franklin, a senior speaker from the Young Democratic Socialist of America, spoke about the importance of community gatherings.
In times like this, when you feel like you're small in the face of fascism in a presidential regime that has really shown it only wants a white America, it's really promising to see how so many people are here to stand with you. When I was giving that speech, I was looking out in the crowd, and it was pretty amazing to just see all the ground that was just covered with people and their signs and people chanting in agreement. So that's pretty amazing.
A key focus of the protest was the university's use of GlobalX planes to fly athletes around the country. The same company provides deportation flights for Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Following the rally at Alma Mater, the protesters marched to the Swanland Administration Building to pass on their petition to the university administration. At Swanland, the university sent out Rob Craddock, the executive director of labor and employee relations, to collect the petition while Swanland remained locked. Zena Osterhout, a member of the graduate employees organization at the UIUC, expressed the group's disappointment.
And still, UIUC has not taken meaningful action to protect its local community and to protect the very concept of academic freedom and accessibility of higher education. I was under the impression that these were the core tenets of the university, and yet all they can do is send out these federal updates emails, say the same thing every week. They can quietly update their guidance on ICE on campus. Well, no one's looking.
The protest continued with speeches and songs. As for what's coming up this weekend, catch the work of student creatives tomorrow at the Illinois Student Film Festival. Held at the Knight Auditorium at 7 p.m., the film festival will premiere 19 student films ranging in genres from dance videos to documentaries. The festival is organized by a Media and Cinema Studies Film Festival class, working semester-long to create their program. WPGU's Amplified reported on one of the films, Itch. The episode discusses the film's production and how it reflects on campus resources. The two-hour program will be followed by an interview panel and trivia, opening chances for both audience members and filmmakers to earn some extra cash. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Madison Magnus, Izzy Phillips, Sarong Hong, and Gavin Westlake. That's all for today. From WPGU News, this has been Gavin Westlake.